Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
I wish. I've never wanted to see anything more than Christopher Gallant's buttocks.
Save your comments for the podcast. Actually, we can start recording now because I just pulled it up. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Game Classy, Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the star of the Fappening, Steve.
The Fappening.
It's so stupid. It's like everyone acts like they've never seen boobs before. I'm like, this is tame-ass shit. I'm into way weirder shit than this right now.
The internet's full of pornography.
Yeah, so like I was just excited because I was just like, ha, let's take them down a peg. Celebrities. Yeah, no one hacked my Apple Cloud because I never bothered to set it up. I have like 6 Apple products. I've never bothered to set up the cloud.
There's just that one selfie you accidentally took on there.
Actually, it wasn't even a selfie. It was just a text to my wife going, "Does this look weird to you?"
The answer was yes.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah, we should set up like a Game Classy one with just nude pictures of you on the cloud. No one will look at it, but we'll just see if anybody hacks it. Just see if the nude pictures of Steve show up online.
I'll just do pictures of my colon, and I'll just do them art style. So I'll do I'll take one picture of my anus, and I'll put it together and color it, and it'll look like an Andy Warhol.
Like an Andy Warhol, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can, yeah. There's filters for that.
Yeah, we can totally do that. I'll just Andy Warhol my anus.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking Andy Warhol. That's a weird looking dude.
Where did that come from? Andy Warhol, that's a weird looking dude. Yeah, he was a weird looking dude.
He's a weird looking dude.
The weird pop art scene of the 60s and 70s New York.
I don't know. I don't like him.
Yeah, well, I figured you probably wouldn't. Actually, his art's pretty good.
You draw a fucking Campbell soup can.
I know.
That's stupid.
It's a good design. Salvador Dali did the Chupa Chups.
Salvador Dali's amazing.
He did the Chupa Chups wrapper.
Chupa Chups. Dali's amazing. Especially because of his stash.
Welcome to ArtCast. The podcast where we talk about artists.
Mm-hmm. And we talk painters. About which classic artist you would like to see do a game.
Okay.
do the artwork for a game.
Speaking, that would actually be great. I would like that. Yep. I would just like to see all magic cards done in like actual like styles. Like
Dada. Oh,
yeah, Dadaist. You know. Maybe some pointillism. We can get some, you know.
Nice.
Sunday in the Park. I'm playing Sunday in the Park. Draw 4 cards.
I cast Sunday in the Park. It's over. Not Sunday in the Park.
Oh, man, I got so many.
That's okay. I counter with the girl with the pearl earring.
Everybody thought that Water Lilies was going to be a pretty piss poor common card, but it turns out to be pretty useful in the deck.
Oh, super God. Rare.
Wow, this podcast got really highbrow all of a sudden. Poop, poop, dicks. There
I
we
cast
go.
The scream.
Before we get into like any actual news, Thomas Plumpton, who actually
has a great name,
and we've talked about him on the podcast before.
Plumpton.
He sent me an email like a week after we had already announced the winner of the last contest, and he just goes, "I know my pigeon in a Games Workshop story. That's the one that I think won last time. I'm not sure. Was a bit of a trip around the houses. Also, I'll try my best to beat it. You guys make an awesome podcast. It's a helpful, gripe-filled look at gaming, and it gives me a second or third opinion on stuff I'm looking at buying and not buying playing. That being said, though, accents. The UK supposedly has one of the highest number of different accents per square mile than any other country in the world. Joe, your attempts sound like any other Yank trying to do a Cockney accent. That's fine. Carry on. Steve. You cannot do them. You're wrong. They're wrong. It's like listening to Jar Jar do a bubbly shit fart impression of a Ben Knobs and Broomstick's Cockney accent.
Ben Knobs and Broomsticks? It's fucking Mary Poppins.
No, it's not.
That's... Yeah, it's fucking Mary Poppins. It's fucking goddamn, what's his face? Dick Wiener.
He's not in Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
No, I said. So I said it's not Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. It's fucking Mary Poppins.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean,
what the
just,
fuck's his name?
Oh, I don't know the guy's name. He's
Dick Van Dyke.
I don't think he's in Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
No.
But I know you're talking about Dick Van Dyke.
I'm saying this email is wrong. It was not Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. It was Mary Poppins.
That's what you're doing.
Like, oh, listen, mate, I'm Dick Van Dyke doing my accent. Yeah.
It made me laugh when he wrote that.
Chim chiminy cheroo.
Mainly because of the constant battle that we wage on who does a better Michael Caine impression. So it just made me laugh. I'll take the moral victory on that one. That would have won, Thomas, except you sent it in like a week and a half too late.
He also didn't specifically mention the Michael Caine.
But I think it's part of the overall grand epic scheme that we're fighting for the love of Michael Caine. Fucking A.
way to screw it up, idiot.
Yeah. Idiot. I also wanted to talk about it since I believe this is the last Northampton Wargaming podcast. The one that they last sponsored.
The very last of the Northampton Wargamers.
Yes. And they did, and I did get an email from Dale, you know, the guy that my contact through the Northampton Wargamers. And he did say he wanted to...
They deeply regret sponsoring our podcast.
No, they want to do it again, which I may actually do. You know, I'm working on something else right now about sponsorship, so I might not, maybe a little bit later. But because our host for our podcast, Podbean, has kind of changed the way that they do the structuring.
Podbean.
I know. In order to, like, it only cost me like a couple extra bucks to do unlimited bandwidth throughout the month. And, like, last month we had a little snafu because we went a little long on a couple of the podcasts, like an hour and 30 minutes for some of them, that I ran out of space. I had to wait. So this, I may actually do it so we can get unlimited and we could just, like, post half hours of Steve farting into the microphone.
Sick.
Sick.
Sick, sick, sick. Game Classy Extreme Fart Edition.
Yeah.
Pre-order now.
Yeah, it's, and they were very happy with the way that we made fun of Hamish's mom, so.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I wish they gave us a little bit more to make fun of it instead of just Hamish's mom. I mean, that joke got worn out quicker than Hamish's mom.
Hamish's mom's anus.
Anus. It's leakage.
I'm with anus.
With anus. All right. And then I got two more things with fan mail going on. One, we have...
Yeah, but plus Michael Caine's not Cockney accent.
We're past the Michael Caine. I know you're upset about this, but just work on your accents.
I needed more specifics.
He just said you're wrong. He said you sound like bubbly Jar Jar shit. I'm going to take his word for it because he is actually from the UK.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't really care.
So Chris Aubin, who is a fan of the podcast, and, you know, we've talked... he's been on the Facebook page. I met him live in person at Gen Con this year.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it? Yeah, he's probably like, you're a sore disappointment from what I thought. Probably thought of me as some sort of golden god, fucking, you know, giant pecs and long flowing hair.
Not if he's ever heard you talk.
No. No,
I think
it's true.
I don't think it's accurate.
Did I ever tell you that?
He's probably expecting some sort of giant lizard creature.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Welcome to the wizard lizard world.
Would you care for a plate of flies? No, that sounds fucking disgusting. How about small rodents?
It'd be like some sort of RPG, like, turn away, human. This is the kingdom of the lizard people. What business do you have amongst us?
We seek the enchanted katana blade. Although an immaculate katana blade requires no enchantment, because a katana blade is already the most powerful weapon of all.
We'll get you the sword, Jogan.
Go forth and seek the lizard queen. She has what you seek. Okay. So Chris sent me this. Steve actually opened it up. I just cut the tape. But, oh, Deadlands.
I saw one thing. All right, so the first thing.
So he sends us...
We got Deadlands, you know, Weird West Miniatures by Bob Naismith.
They sent us a lot of Deadlands figures.
There's a lady in a skirt with a laser.
Are these all
laser?
Deadlands? They're all Deadlands figures.
Yes.
What the fuck am I going to do with all these Deadland figures?
Are there any
of
the monsters?
This guy is sweet right here. Look at this guy.
I don't know if there's any other monsters. The fucking mad scientist dude with the hair.
Steve, we can finally play Wild West Exodus.
No, this is for playing the role-playing game Deadlands.
These are too small for Wild West Exodus.
Also, this is for playing the role-playing game Deadlands. I don't think you know anything about anything.
Ooh, this is a zombie dude.
No, we get the cowboyer. Oh, yeah, that's a, fuck, I can't remember what they're called.
I don't know Deadlands at all.
Fuck!
It's kind of a cool concept, though.
It's just how long it's been since I've played Deadlands or Doomtown. But this is, a zombie. I think they're called the Returned. I don't know. But they're...
Oh, this guy's sweet. He's got a sweet stash.
They're resurrected out of the grave.
Boot Hill?
Yeah, pretty much. To, right injustices, and they can be... They're a playable character. They can be.
That guy's got a sweet stash. Actually, some of these figures are pretty sweet for Cowboys. Sweet stash. You know, so I could use these when I'm playing the.
You got a huckster.
I got a huckster.
They use cards to cast magic spells.
I did like that mechanic for Deadlands, where the actual Deadlands, not the role playing game, but the Deadlands
Doomtown.
The other card game.
There's both Deadlands and Doomtown had poker mechanics.
Whatever one was the card game.
That's Doomtown.
Okay, Doomtown had the card mechanism, so you could actually play like a hand of poker.
Doomtown. The cards are like rules plus poker thing on the top right.
Yeah, so you would be able to like solve like combat with a game of poker or something like that. Yeah, that was a cool. I like that.
And they balanced it by putting by having the stronger card effects on weaker suits and numbers.
Yeah, I mean that was a neat concept. I didn't play too much of it. I'm not a card gamer.
Yeah, that game actually just got what are you looking for? A lighter?
All right, back. We're talking about Doomtown.
Yes, Doomtown. So, I totally lost my phone. It's gone. Deadlands had it as well. Oh, Doomtown got relaunched.
Oh, yeah, did it?
Yeah, they have Doomtown Reloaded. That's where I was going with that.
Why did it have to be called Reloaded?
I don't know.
It's dumb.
It's launched, because people need to add things.
Doomtown Reloaded!
People need to add things they think are clever.
Why couldn't they just call it, like, Doomtown Redoomed?
I don't know. They could have just called it Doomtown, the card game.
Doomtown, the card game.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. The game has been relaunched as an LCG.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Everything's known as LCG now. Is it just because people can't compete with Magic?
There's no reason to compete with Magic. Like, you have to put out so much product.
We also got a sweet postcard.
Oh, it's from Ottawa.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this.
Is there anything written on it?
No. Why would he send us a postcard of, like, welcome from Ottawa, capital of Canada?
Yeah, with all these British guards on it.
Everyone knows the capital of Canada is Toronto.
Plus, look, there's all these British guards outside the kingdom.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, ho.
Our home and native land. I only know that just from going to Hockey Kings.
That's the only
part I know, too.
The only...
Listen to Wayne Mesmer do that.
The only anthem I know anything of is Super Fascist, so...
Deutschland, Uber Alles.
Yes.
Yeah, when you play enough World War II games, you learn Deutschland, Uber Alles.
See? Hey.
What about... Hail Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. I don't know, but not that one.
Dude, I don't even know our fucking national anthem.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
Is that the national anthem?
No, the national anthem of Australia is the best one, though. The national anthem of Australia is Waltzing Matilda.
And then they changed the national anthem for Germany to that techno song where it's like, boom, boom, rise in sight. Boom, boom, rise in sight. Yeah.
Up jumped the swag man who sat beside the billabong under the shade of the coolabong tree. And he sang as he sat beside the billabong. I'll go a waltzing Matilda.
I hate
waltzing
that.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. I'll go
one of the worst
Matilda.
Things you've ever done.
That's the national anthem of Australia.
That is one of the worst things you've ever done in the history of the world. Yeah. That actually might be one of the worst crimes committed by anyone.
What's the national anthem of Mexico?
The Mexican hat dance, clearly.
You don't know the national anthem. I know the national anthem of America. America.
It's proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget those men who died to give that freedom to me. Freedom, 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 flag, guns, and fast food. Freedom, 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 cart, go, America.
Pick up trucks. Okay, so I think we covered that.
Pick up trucks.
And that's where you go, yeah!
Fire your guns into the air.
So, yeah, he sent us 12 blisters of Deadlands.
I was hoping there were some of the enemies in there, but...
they're pretty nice figures. I mean, Bob Naismith does
Hallowed,
a pretty good job.
Unhallowed? I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so, Deadlands also used poker when you played. You used poker for initiative.
We just easily transition back
to
that.
Used poker for initiative, and the huckster could cast spells with his poker hand. So you'd just be like, bam, fireball. Which, like, it worked. It was pretty cool. Worked much better in Doomtown than it did in Deadlands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Deadlands reminds me of... Did you ever see the movie House 2? I'm sure you've seen House 2.
I've seen House. I'm pretty sure I've seen House 2, but it was
House
been a long
2
time.
Is the one with Cliff Clavin. And then Bill Maher shows up as like a really coked out record producer. He doesn't really do coke, but I'm just assuming he's doing coke because it's Bill Maher in a movie from the 1980s. So I'm assuming that it's like he's coked out in that one. But there's a whole scene where it's like the
Bill Maher is practically made of cocaine.
Yes, I think that's the only thing sustaining him at this point. Cocaine and liberal politics.
It's real time with Bill Maher.
So, but there's a scene at the end of the movie where, well, I mean, the whole movie's about this cowboy who steals this crystal skull from some Aztecs and uses it to keep himself alive for like 300 years. And his partner who found the skull with him is all mad at him, so he resurrects himself and he's this undead cowboy. And I just think of Deadlands as the end of House 2 with two undead cowboys shooting at each other.
Yeah, I remember House 1 a little bit more. That had the dead soldier.
Yes.
So
House 2 is one of my favorite. They used to show that during rain delays on WGN Channel 9 here in the Midwest. Because when I stay at my grandma's house, she didn't have cable, so we'd only have four channels, and I love rain delays because I wouldn't have to watch fucking baseball, because that's miserable. It's things that white people do when drunk. That
baseball is absolutely terrible.
So I'd watch like great movies on Channel 9. It would always be like House 2.
They played Predator a lot too.
Oh, speaking of weird movies to watch, I just watched Cliffhanger again.
I've got the guns, John.
We should write a cliffhanger RPG. I really want to write a cliffhanger RPG.
Like specifically cliffhanger. We got to get the
license. Specifically cliffhanger, like one of those, like what are those?
Is that a Paramount?
But you know the people who do like Smallville and like Leverage the RPG.
Yeah, that's all. Margaret Weiss.
Margaret Weiss. Thank you.
Yeah.
We should do that, but like with cliffhanger, or like with movies that only me and you would like to play as RPGs. So like you're like the you could do. You could be the I don't know, I wouldn't call him a dungeon master. We'll call him the director in this game. But you could do
Cliff
all the,
Lord.
Cliff, you could be the Cliff Lord, and you could actually, you know, play all of the enemy characters, which to you would only be John Lithgow.
They're all John Lithgows. There's multiple.
So I'd be like, well, some use my action this turn, I'm gonna try and climb a mountain.
Well, I've got the guns, John. Roll on the chart.
I rolled a two.
You're dead.
Your carabiner broke, John.
Oh man.
Your girlfriend fell down the mountain.
That's good stuff.
Alright, so I'm gonna jump into this lake and I'm gonna swim and then
turn
I'm gonna
turn my head around, it's like a truck.
And then I'm gonna get back out of the lake more tan than when I went in. We gotta roll for that.
You got arm wrestling power.
When it takes it all, lose it takes a fall, back to the beginning of the end.
Over the top RPG, it's just a lot of arm wrestling. No dice rolling. Everything is solved through arm wrestling.
Actual arm wrestling. It's like, all right, let's go. Let's fucking crush some little kid's arm. Be like, looks like you can't advance any levels, Billy, because you've got a bitch forearm.
What modifier do I get if I turn my hat backwards?
Oh, well, that's pretty good. I use my left arm on that one.
He turns his head backwards. Yeah,
you can use both hands. You can use both arms.
Oh, man. What if I let out an Arnold Schwarzenegger scream while doing... not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Stallone?
Stallone scream.
It's a bonus modifier as well.
What about a modifier do I get for having Bill's palsy in the side of my face?
Nothing.
Oh. But yeah, we need to do this. We need to like come up with a line of just like.
Well, the last game we were coming up with a sitcom game that never came to fruition.
No, well, we're
so
just,
I'm sure this one will continue
we're
the
just
illustrious
lazy.
Tradition.
We need something like what's that Steven Seagal movie?
Kickstarter?
Steven Seagal Kickstarter.
Yeah, the Steven Seagal Kickstarter.
Where he's just like.
That's the movie called Kickstarter. And he's like, I'm an ancient, honoring Native American.
Why are you doing that with your eyes?
Person, and I'm here to get you oil drillers out of Alaska with a keto.
What's the movie where he's like...
He's got the squinty eyes. That's
I know
why I'm
does.
Doing it.
What's the movie where he's like, I'll take you to the bank. The blood bank.
Might have been the Glimmer Man. All you see is a glimmer. Then you die.
What was the one where... Damn it.
Fire Down Below?
What was the one he did with DMX?
Hard to Kill? Oh!
That was a good one. I like that.
The
one
he did with DMX.
Well, I like most Steven Seagal movies, but Under Siege the RPG. That's what we need
Under
to
Siege.
Do.
Under Siege. Okay, you're all chefs.
What are my knife skill modifiers?
All of them are good.
I see. I wouldn't be able to do that because I'd want to play as Gary Busey.
From various films in the 80s?
No, Gary
like
Busey.
Gary Busey in Predator 2?
Well, yeah. But I mean, I'd like to play Gary Busey specifically from Under Siege. Where he comes out dressed up as the one with the big old titties.
I would only allow it if you wore prosthetic giant teeth.
Well, I could
play. So you're just talking all stupid, too.
So then I'd either be Gary Busey or Jake Busey at that point.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Wow, we wasted 20 minutes talking about absolutely
Jake
nothing.
Jake Busey was in Starship Troopers.
He was. One of my favorite lines. We talked about Starship Troopers last time. Another one of my favorite lines.
Talk about Starship Troopers a lot.
Hold on to your horses there, little lady. I don't know. It's just the line I remember. And then he gets out the electric fiddle and starts playing it for some odd reason.
Yep.
Love that movie.
Just watched, I picked up the Alien quadrilogy on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Why I watched the first one.
Because after our last conversation about aliens, you're like, fucking play aliens. I need to fucking watch aliens.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's good that we're going into this because there's not much, and we got to keep this podcast short just to make sure our bandwidth doesn't go over.
Doomtown,
this week.
We talked about Doomtown.
Talked about some RPGs with Stallone.
Yeah, well, Doomtown's a new thing. You know, it's popular. Maybe
it's popular. Maybe
it is. It's talking AEG. AEG did not make enough. They really screwed it up.
But anyway, there's not a shit ton of news. I mean, of course, there's the GW.
Well, that was all fully covered on the on the Facebook.
Yeah, but we only have like two fans on the Facebook, so I mean, we have many more listeners.
They definitely are the fans who care the most about knowing Games Workshop's troubles.
They are the ones, you know. It's like you go to the Facebook page if you want to bitch about Games Workshop. But the it's nothing crazy. I mean, it's the same thing as last time, where it's like. We lost a lot of money, and that's good, because we didn't lose as much money as last time. I mean, and nothing's going to come of it. You saw nothing come of it last time. We thought that maybe last...
Well, actually, I think last time the Space Hulk is what came of it.
You think last time or this time?
The most recent time. Whatever. The last time we were fucking talking about it.
Okay.
The first report. I think that's what Space Hulk's from.
Okay. Well, Space Hulk, we still don't even know what's going on with that. They might release. They might not. But who the fuck cares? They're not going to change anything for the better with this company. It's already so far down the tubes that it's... Like, unless... The only thing that would make me happy is if the rules for 9th edition fantasy were very good. And the odds of that happening are very slim. But if they were good, I might play it. I'm not going to buy anything fucking new because I have a ton of shit. And I'm not going to give them any more money. So what's the fucking point there? And that's pretty much probably how everyone
wouldn't buy
feels.
The $85 rulebook?
Maybe. Well, I mean, if the rule books was good, if the rules were good, I might actually buy the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Or a starter box. I always like buying the starter boxes. Those are always really cool. Really nice stuff.
Starter box. Bretonians with no updated rules versus Tomb Kings. That's the starter box. Bretonians.
Is it really?
No.
I was like, wait, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, that would be the best. That would be the best. They just released the starter box with Bretonian and Tomb Kings and then do not add to their rules at all. Just like... Enjoy your 6th edition army, Bretonians fans. Here's some new models, peasants.
Peasants. I was like, wait, I was intrigued. I was like, whoa, new Bretonians with the Tomb Kings models? I'll buy that shit.
That would have been an awesome starter set, actually.
I'll give my Tomb Kings to Dan Delanois. I'll be all over that.
He likes the skeletons because they don't have hair.
He likes the skeletons because he doesn't have to paint them.
Have to paint Delanois? I don't think you know who you're talking about.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Delanois paints nothing. He has to paint nothing. He assembles very well.
Yeah. Speaking of things that we covered on the podcast, this is a terrible transition. But I wanted to mention that.
Way to drop the ball while you suggestively jacked off your microphone stand.
Yeah.
You can hear that too. You can hear it. Why does your microphone ejaculate and sound like a 70-year-old man?
Fan of the podcast and a good commenter, Raza Deacon. He's actually part of the Paymaster Games, and he has the new Kickstarter out for his Going Native Warpath game. We've talked about it on the podcast before. It's actually a pretty cool system. It's all about the Native American, just different tribes.
Shark bear.
Yeah,
or it's not a bear. It's shark panther. I don't know. Shark leopard. It's a goddamn shark put with a land predator mushed together. That's called like a Quetzalcoatl, Tweedle, Boot, Bok, Jump.
I have no idea what you're
That's fine. You don't need to know.
But he's got, what I, so he actually shot me the rules, and I really, and you know, I went through them, and I like it. I mean, I can't give too much about it because I, you know, I haven't actually played anything with it, but I like the system. It seems like it could be easy enough. But what I do like about his Kickstarter, and if you go to it, is that he has greens of all of his figures up. Not fucking CAD figures and anything like that. He has greens of all his fucking figures up there. So you can actually see what you're going to get for your money instead of like, this is maybe what it's going to look like. We hope this is what it looks like. Oh, the face is flat.
Prototype.
Protos Games, what?
How's those Relics Knights coming alongs?
Those look so good. You know, I regret not getting Relic Knights when I was down at Gen Con right now.
Oh, the new ones?
They're so pretty. And the game system is actually pretty decent for a skirmish level game. But... you know, I don't know too much, but it's expensive a little
bit. How about that Wrath of Kings, Joe? The best thing is people really care.
Ooh,
about
there's it. A cougar woman with boobs in this. Her boobies are covered, but
oh boy, whoa, boobies! Actually, this is the best thing here. Actually, you were just about you're just about to get to the best.
That is awesome. You know what that would make
the fucking anteater sloth man.
Like, listen, Raza, I know you're doing this for your game over there, but that figure is an awesome D&D figure. Like, if that was like,
oh, that's a D&D monster.
That's a D&D.
That's a straight up
totally
D&D monster.
D&D monster.
Like, actually, that's the. I think I would use a bunch of these monsters for D&D. They're really cool.
Yeah,
they have the kind of D&D like animal merging aesthetic. So
I like that. I mean, like I really like the only one he doesn't have a sculpt for that I really like is the Piazza Bird, which is the Thunderbird from fucking Illinois and shit downstate.
Mm-hmm.
They have that on a rock. It's really cool looking. It's like almost like a Lamassu type thing. But yeah, I would take a look at it, and you know, I wish I could give more on the rules that, you know, he sent them to me. I will look through them and I'm like, this looks okay. This looks good. But, you know, you can't really tell on rules until you play it some more. Right. You know, I mean, like, you could give a base idea of like, oh, yeah, this looks like it could be decent, but you have to play it more. So I don't want to give too much on that. But the figures look great. I love this style of sculpting. I love, you know, I like Native American stuff. You don't see it that often.
The classic Ralpartha.
Yeah, like style. Yeah, like old school stuff. I mean, I can't stand like new 30 mil CAD stuff anymore. I'm like so tired of it. 32 mil.
It's like the new Games Workshop figures. They're all like, they all have a weird blockiness to them, which is really bad.
That's just because they're not paying their sculptors enough and there's like fucking thumbprints still on the shit.
Dude, what are you talking about? Those fucking Skelebones warriors with the Skelebone wings and the giant swords, literally stuffed with fucking skulls.
Literally.
They're literally stuffed with skulls.
Skull
they're
gash?
Fucking stuffed. No, the little guys, the fucking ogre-sized things.
Oh,
their chest cavities are fucking stuffed with goddamn skulls. The stupid thing that the necromancer's riding around on, the big beast, that thing looks like a fucking, I don't know, like something out of a fucking car commercial. Like it's going to turn into a Porsche and drive away. Except it's full of fucking skulls.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
All cavities crammed with skulls. They're like, we don't want to do it. Let's fucking put more skulls in it. That's, you know, we joke about that. But that's actually how Games Workshop fucking is. They're just like, put more skulls on it.
We need more skulls.
Yeah.
You know what?
Cram them in there.
I like this. I like this female warrior. But let's not make it female and let's put skulls on it. I believe that's
They just make them sculpt over it. It's like, oh.
No, they just pull off the boob, put on a big bulge, put skulls where the boobs were. That's how they do it.
Mm. Yeah. And then a skull sticking out of the butt. Skull butt.
Skull butts.
That's right. Behold the new Chaos Dread Lord, Skull Butt.
That would actually be pretty funny, actually. So
that would require Games Workshop to have a sense of humor.
Which they don't. no transition on this one, but AC Stewart, the guy who does Noob the Loser, who we constantly talk about on this podcast, sent me a message. He wants us to follow him around and do the Lord of the Rings like traveling music. I'm not quite sure. He says the Lord of the Rings walking music. Which one is that one? Is that the
dun da da dun? There's that one.
Da da dun da da dun da da dun.
That's one. And there's also.
Yeah. So I don't know which one he wants, but I
said we could just mix it up, right?
Well, I said the only way that I would. What did I say to him? I said something.
Well,
like,
the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. But it might be right for you, might not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but their genes. Oh. They got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world.
Yes, it does.
Everybody's got a special kind of story.
I said that we would do it, but he has to draw you as some sort of marine mammal, and then we would then we'd do it for him. So
walrus, please.
I said a marine mammal. I didn't give him any specifics.
Walrus, please.
You could do any sort of like. Perhaps a killer whale, sort of orca.
And then, for me to join in, you have to draw Joe as a piece of animal genitalia.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yes, you asked first, sucker.
I was being nice to you.
Just your head on a horse wiener.
That's terrible. Terrible. I'm saddened by that. I'd lick my head on a horse.
Or an orc wiener.
Look at my horse.
Actually, that'd be pretty funny. It's just a fucking horse with just your head on it.
just my head, like, as, like...
Right, yeah. As the horse. Like, you're totally useless. You're not a centaur.
No.
You're just a fucking horse.
Well, I don't get centaurs because, like, do they, like... They have two rib cages, then. Do they have two hearts that beat as one? Kind of like our podcast?
Two of hearts, two hearts that beat as one. Two of hearts, come on.
Like, do they have two intestinal tracts? Do they have like, do they have two of everything except genitalia?
I think they just have one really big intestinal tract.
Yeah,
I think they might have two hearts.
Yeah, well, that would make sense for to have one heart up on top and one heart on the bottom to constantly increase the flow of blood.
Because they're big.
Yeah, yeah.
That's reasonable.
Do they have like human nipples and horse nipples?
That depends on who's drawing them. Some have both, some have one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I know they only have the horse.
I like the other, because then they have the big, filthy horse tits.
Well, yeah, but on the...
That's right, big, filthy horse tits. Do not use that, that's mine. Okay. Copyright, no stealing.
That's going at you guys, Super Dungeon Explorer. I know they only have the horse genitalia, so that's solved right there.
Yeah.
You know, horse genitalia. Right there, but yeah, that always has worried me a little bit. Like wait, and centaurs have six limbs, which no other real mammals tend to have. So that's kind of weird. I would like some sort of like a T-Rex tar, where they have the top half is human, but the bottom half is the T-Rex that has the little T-Rex arms and the T-Rex legs.
The useless T-Rex arms.
Yeah, exactly. I am the most useless tar.
Actually, I think at that point, both the human arms would also be useless because you couldn't get anywhere. Oh, no. I guess in theory, you could lean the head down.
But that's the thing. Is like so it would have to be the size of a T-Rex.
Yeah, you'd have to be a giant person. Massive.
No, but it has a normal human-sized body.
A normal human body with
attached
a T-Rex or two human torso to T-Rex body.
Yeah,
this is the worst thing I've ever heard.
It sounds amazing. You have to fit this in a D&D campaign somewhere.
This is the worst thing.
The dreaded Tyrannosaurus tar.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And you love it.
I don't actually. I hate it. I hate it a lot.
Doesn't it sound like something that would be like on a weird fetish site, like human dinosaur tours, dinotaurs? Oh my god, I think we came up with an 80s toy line.
Don't want to tip my hand here, but there's definitely a market for that.
Yeah, it's like an 80s toy line. Humitors. Oh, Dinotors. That's what it is, Dinotors.
With real working genitalia.
Yes, so it's like Dinotors. Dinotors.
That's right, Dinotors coming from their tower. The Dino Masters ride against the evil forces of Grognox the caveman. You go down, Dinotors. Dino tours.
Whoa, look out. It's
look out, pterodactyl.
Oh no.
Her boobs are boobs are flopping.
With real missile actions.
Pew pew. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dinotaurs. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Dinotaurs.
Yeah.
Dinotaurs. I mean, from Galoob.
Fucking dinosaucers was a thing, so that was enough.
Dinosaucers.
Dinosaucers!
You know what? I blame dinosaucers as one of those things that really, really spurred on the furry movement. I'm just saying, is one of, or like anthro, like furry movement.
You mean like Disney.
Yeah, but I mean, like, dinosaurs.
Have you seen Robin Hood?
Yeah, I mean, I...
Have you seen The Rescuers or anything else?
I just watched, Robin Hood holds up as a Disney movie. I just watched it, rewatched it for the first time in, like, probably 12 years.
Yeah, well, that's just, like, your opinion, man.
Yeah. I know.
You'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Dinotaurs.
Dinotaurs.
I just love the idea of, like, the toy is like a full-size dinosaur toy, but like a little, like,
G.I. Joe size,
like,
torso.
G.I. Joe size torsos. So it's like some marketing genius came up with that and is marketing towards, like, boys our age in the 1980s, like, dinosaurs. Like, I'd go over to my friend Mark's house and he'd have, like, all the dinosaurs, and I'd be, like, really jealous.
He'd also have the dinosaur place at Volcano Mountain.
Yeah, and I'd be like, God damn it, my parents never buy me anything. And then I realized that his parents are divorced, and that's the reason why they're trying to buy his love and giving him all these toys. That's the fucking thing right there. For me, it would be more like, God damn it, he has all the cool toys. Oh, wait, his parents don't really love him. They just want to buy his love. Okay, I get it now. That's fine. I took this to a really dark place.
Damn, that's cold.
Well, I'm a little jealous of Mark and his great collection of battle beasts. All right?
Battle beasts.
Hold on, let's rub our finger against this and see if it's wood, fire, or water.
Ha! Looks like it's water. I win.
No way, man. I got a wood guy, and he's a beaver.
Slap him out of your hand. Fuck you. Get out of my house. Can't beat me at battle beasts.
Mom,
you piece of shit.
Mom, Joe beat me at battle beasts.
Joe, be nice to my son. Liz, do you know what your son is doing right now? He's beating Billy at battle beasts.
Fuck Mark. Fuck Mark and all his cool toys. All right, so what else do we have to talk about?
Yeah, but does he have the Volcano Mountain Dinotaur playset?
Oh, of course he would.
Yeah, probably.
With the top part of the mountain that rolls off into, like, a big boulder that crashes down and opens up into a dinotaur.
No. The fucking mountain, splits and it's a high-tech super base.
Yeah?
You put
well,
your...
Well, yeah. But
you push the button and the volcano goes... And then it automatically just goes... And opens up really slowly and shittily,
yeah.
And then that's the super base. And there's like missile batteries where you can put the dinotaurs to shoot against the evil forces of Krognar the caveman. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I'm up for that. So, like, okay. So, what other gaming stuff do we have this week? Anything important? Anything that we should be covering? That I'm not. You're the game guy.
Nothing is important, Joe.
Well, I mean, important in the fact that we have a gaming podcast that we should probably talk about gaming and not 80s toys that we made up called Dinotaurs.
No. 80s toys are way cooler.
You know what? So I've been working an idea for a line of shirts for Game Classy. I want to do, like, an Immaculate Katana Guy shirt. I want to do, like, just a couple ideas. I definitely want to make a Dinotaur t-shirt.
Dinotaurs?
Like, make it up, like, 80s style, like... Like that, I can't, like fucking Dino Riders and, like...
Dino Riders, Dino Saucers, sure. Yeah. All of the various dinosaur-themed shows.
Or, like He-Man. Like, have, like, the guy, like...
He-Man.
Yeah. Like, what kind of dinosaur would the leader of the Dinotaurs be? Would he be a T-Rex?
Yeah, definitely.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Bruiser would be the Brontosaurus?
Yeah, or they could be a Triceratops. I don't know.
Triceratops don't really seem like the leader type of a dinosaur.
No.
I know, like, but the Ankylosaur guy would
Stegosaurus.
Be
Stegosaurus. There's got to be a Stegosaurus.
Well, yeah, but he would be the scientist of the group.
The Stegosaurus would be scientist. You got the Ankylosaurus. We already got the
tank.
We already have the token female. The,
yeah, she's the pterodactyl. Which is not technically a dinosaur, but I'll allow it to pass.
And we need token minorities as well. At least two.
Well, I mean, that would probably be, like, the Ankylosaurus or the Stegosaurus.
We're just inexplicably have thick Mexican accents. Fernando.
The thing is the listeners can't see this right now, but my eyes are watering because this is making me laugh so much. Okay, so, like, actual gaming stuff. What about...
I'd like to announce the Dinotaurs game launching on Kickstarter. Now you, too, can relive the adventures of Troxor versus Krognar the caveman.
No, it would be like... The leader of the dinosaur's name would be like...
Everything's an or. Everything's got to be an or. Like Troxor, Boxor, Stegor.
No.
Stegor.
Okay, I'll give you that one. But I was going to say, like, like the leader would be like Thomas Rex, you know, like T-Rex, you know, he would be the leader of the Dinotaurs. And, you know, he would have like fucking blaster.
Petunia pterodactyl.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. We got it. We got this going on right now. But didn't Hex and WOTC have some sort of verbal sparring?
Let's talk about Hex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that can be. Let's talk about Hex.
All right, so what's going on?
All right, so Cryptozoic responded to Wizards of the Coast's lawsuit about Hex.
We're countersuing because you're dickbags.
Actually, normally when you get sued, you just don't say fucking anything. You just, deny.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the standard thing. Cryptozoic instead unzipped their fly, slapped their dicks on the table, and it was like this. They basically went all aggro on Watsy's face, and they're like,
"Oh, they went aggro."
Yeah, they're like, well,
were they like the Merlings in a fucking WoW where they're like
the Murlocs.
Murlocs, thank you. They all aggro around.
I fucking lost my shit in the one level in Wrath where you have to rescue the Merkling babies.
Yeah,
and they're like, I was like, they're so fucking cute. Follow me around, children.
Follow me around, Cthulhu.
I wanted one.
Dagon spawn.
I wanted one to like follow around me forever.
Yeah.
but anyway, so they basically cited Wizards of the Coast patent expiring, so their Wizards is afraid of any sort of competition in the open market, so they're trying to copyright bully Hex out of the game.
That's basically what it is. Yeah. That's what they said.
Yeah, I mean that's actually what's happening.
Oh, well, I know that, but that's what Cryptozoic said.
Yeah.
That seems weird that they would say that.
They just fucking threw it right back in Watsy's face, so.
Like, I don't know. So many of these things, it's like, everyone should have kept quiet and just let it go until, that's what Chapter House did with Games Workshop. Like, they kept their mouth shut, and then after.
Yeah, but Chapter House was a much more precarious legal position.
Yeah, but that's what they did, and they ended up, like. Yes, they lost, but they ended up winning really big in the long run.
Yeah.
So,
but I know I think that was a bold and smart move from a Cryptozoic's end because copyright trolling is a current trend actually.
Well, yeah. All podcasting is getting trolled right now, and Adam Carolla is like, "Fuck you guys." And did you hear about this? There's a group of people who buy up old patents in Texas.
Okay. They're from Texas, so.
Hey, don't mess with Texas.
I won't. I'll never go there.
Yes, I will never either because on the seventh day, God rested. On the eighth day, he took a big shit and called it Texas.
What?
A bunch of Texas people right now.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Nikki clapped too, so I don't think anybody can. I think like six people.
No, you pick it up.
I had six people in this apartment building have all clapped when they heard that. But so yeah, they decided to sue the biggest podcaster. So they sued Adam Carolla was one of the ones that they sued, and Adam Carolla was like, "Nah, fuck this shit." And so he started.
I was on Drawn Together.
I was on the Man Show. It was good for a couple seasons, then it got kind of lame when it reiterated.
When they quit.
Yeah. And he was on Loveline, which used to be one of my favorite shows when I listened
Loveline's
to Terrestrial
Radio. Loveline's good. Him and
Dr. Yeah.
Drew? Yeah.
Yeah. Back when I listened to Terrestrial Radio.
I was using a dildo and I lost it in there. What do I do?
Yep, there it is. There it is. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? You got to change your batteries in your smoke detector.
What?
That was every episode of Loveline. There would always be one person. They'd be like, shh.
Oh.
And they'd hear, beep.
Nice.
They would shush them even though they were talking about like their genital warts.
I was talking about someone who lost their dildo inside their body.
I heard that, but they hear that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla would be like, "All right, what you need to do is you need to take your power drill and you put a 1/8 screw and a bit on there, and then you drill up there until you feel it hit the silicone. It's gonna grab that silicone. It's gonna pull it right out. You just got to be careful. You got to get some kind of spreader that you could use. Yeah, go to Home Depot, get yourself some clamps."
Why does he sound like a fucking plumber?
Because he is. He sounds
like a Chicagoland plumber.
He's like a hardcore like woodworker. I like listening to his podcast because occasionally he talks about woodworking. Like he'll be like, "What's your favorite kind of joint you like using on masonry bits?" I don't know. He fucking says
that sounds awful.
It's cool for me, but so they decided to sue him, and he's like, all right, well, fuck it. If you want to sue me. So he got, like, he did some crowdfunding, got a bunch of money for legal fees, and he's countersuing them. And then, so it's like, it's gaining enough momentum. And the patent trolls basically work by settling. They never want to go to court because right. they'll always lose. And so they're like, they actually put out a statement saying, like, we want to drop the case against him, but he won't let us. And he's like, yeah, no shit, because I want you guys to be sued into the ground. I never want you to do this again. So, I mean, it's pretty impressive. But they, in a lot of ways, you know, it's like...
What are they suing over?
They own this... It's basically, I believe it's... The patent is on whatever podcasts use for, like... You know, setting up like a list, like a podcast list online. It's really dumb. What I couldn't really understand it too much myself, but it doesn't even affect anybody who's listening to this fucking podcast because we're never going to get sued when you only have like 30 listeners.
You have to have someone know about you to get sued.
Exactly.
That's why we can talk all the shit about Games Workshop we want.
Yeah. Well, actually, the scary thing is most people who know Games Workshop, I know most of the higher ups at Games Workshop, so that's a scary thing. But they don't give a fuck about us. They're just like,
what's going on with Game Workshop? You know, suing Game Classy.
I don't know why it kind of sounds like Bing Crosby, but
that was definitely not Bing Crosby. That just sounded like something drunk.
What's going on with the game?
Do you know if you stick a bunch of Valencia oranges in a sack and beat your kids with it, it won't leave any bruises? That was Bing Crosby's abuse tip of the day.
I like to hit my kids with a nice juicy Valencia orange.
Or anything else I can get my hands on. I was a horrible person. But I could sing.
So that was the other big news. We're going to end a little bit early this because I want to make sure that we have enough bandwidth at the end of this month that I'm not screwing myself over again. So do we have any other like important gaming stuff that we need to talk about? Anything crazy, sexy, cool?
Thanks, Chris. I don't think we ever actually thanked him.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the
sweet-ass Deadland figures.
Yeah, there's some cool shit, yo. There's some...
Steve is actually kind of excited about this. I've never actually seen
Deadlands. Deadlands is awesome. These minis are kind of hard to find, actually.
Yeah. So these are pretty rare. I'm actually a big fan of... I'm getting back into RPGs like big time now. I'm getting like super excited about it. And I can't wait. Monster Manual comes out in like next week.
Yep.
So the 19th. I'm very excited
about
that.
As well as the new Magic Khans of Tarkir pre-release.
Ooh, the Khans of Tarkir?
Yes.
Like Khans?
Yeah, Khans!
Not like C-O-N. Like, there's some pros with the set, but there's also a lot of Khans.
No, that's not.
Or convicts. Nope. The convicts of Tarkir.
Nope.
Where the Dementors come and you have to eat chocolate to feel better. Like in Harry Potter.
Eat some chocolate. You'll feel better. You need to use a Patronus charm.
Expecto Patronum! I don't know why I did that. Like that, like
Mr. Weasley.
There you go.
It's Levioso.
hey, Thomas Plumpton, how did Steve do on his Alan Rickman impression? That I'd like to know.
Mr. Plumpton. Yeah. No, Mr. Plumpton.
Yeah, you can put that in your phone. So also, I never think I finished up on that one. So is it A.C. Slater who does Noob the Loser?
A.C. Slater. You know what? It's not.
But
it's not.
Is.
But now it is.
Okay.
He is now A.C. Slater.
Okay.
Because that's a fucking sweet name.
I watched that, by the way. I watched the Saved by the Bell made-for-TV movie. It was terrible.
Fuck Saved by the Bell. Slater's just a quintessential awesome 80s name. So he is now A.C. Slater. That's like a fucking Schwarzenegger or Stallone cop character
Slater.
Name from he was Jack Slater in Last Action Hero, but
yeah, he was.
It's like
that's a terrible movie.
Dude, I love that movie.
No, that's so bad. It was one of the ones that like really killed his career. It was that bad.
No way, the movie was awesome.
There's only one great joke in that movie, and that's when they go to the video store and they see the Terminator poster with Stallone as the Terminator.
Dude, when he fucking blows up the ice cream truck and the cone hits the dude in the back of the head and he dies, and he's just like, whoa, iced that guy, the cone of phrase.
The problem was that movie was made like 10 years before it should have been made. It was like Galaxy Quest, but not as funny. Like, it was a parody of action movies.
Actually, you know what? I think if that movie came out like now... It would be a
big,
huge.
Yeah. But that the thing.
So what you're saying is it's actually not a bad movie. It's before its time. So before its time.
But the problem is it was done before its time so that no one really was able to truly craft the right jokes for it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I get it. Don't get me wrong.
I like all the Schwarzenegger movies except for Junior.
You're not like
I
Junior.
Want my Larry. Movie's bad. AC Slater.
So AC Slater.
Slater!
Yes, we will.
And the cartoon cat. The kid's like, how do you not notice? He's a cartoon. No, he's a dedicated police officer. He's been on the force for 17 years. He saved me on more times than I can count. That was awesome. Oh, it's so good. I love that movie. And it's got fucking, it's got
it's,
why you do 360 on me? It's 180. If I did a 360, I'd be exactly where I started.
It's kind of ass.
Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, it was Tyrion Lannister, but the movie was kind
of
ass.
I love that movie. It's so good. But I think it's one of Schwarzenegger's underrated movies.
So AC Slater, maybe, I don't know. So AC Slater, we will record your Hobbit. You have to be a little more specific. Do you want dun da 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 da?
Well, I guess he's already got the samples, so he doesn't actually have to do it anymore.
Yeah, but we'll do like a really recordable one, so that we'll be like, all right, so nah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll cut it off after, like, so we'll give you a good ringtone for it, so that you can like, or like a sample loop, so you can play it over and over and over again while you're walking wherever you want to go, and then we'll actually. Or do you want the other one? Do you want that?
I played the legendary alien deck building game.
We talked about that in the last podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did I talk about playing it?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I couldn't really remember.
Or whatever that one. We'll do that one too. I'm going on an adventure. So
there's a fucking great animated GIF. It's Gandalf and he's like, it's all text and he's like, I'm looking for someone to go on an adventure, and it's just Bilbo and he's like, right, no, fuck off, mate. And
yeah, then he closes the door.
Door and the credits roll. I was like, that's pretty funny.
That's the one thing I really love about Martin Freeman. I like Martin Freeman as an actor, but I really like that all of the behind the scenes shots of him are always him flicking off the camera. It's one of the greatest things ever. Okay, so definitely gonna end right here. Raza Deacon, we're gonna try and get him on the podcast soon so that we could do like a little bonus thing about his Going Native Warpath. So we'll talk about it, but you know, it's just difficult with me and Steve, mainly because I've got a busy schedule and Steve sleeps a lot.
Only in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we say morning, you sleep awake the entire morning and usually wake up.
Your definition of morning is probably super early, like 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking weird. That's not human.
It's a person who has a job.
That's subhuman.
Yeah. This is like a job where he's going to drive to work every day.
9 to 5.
No,
I don't work 9 to 5.
I work 7 to 3. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So like I said, you have subhuman job.
I have a subhuman job. Yeah, teaching definitely a subhuman job.
It definitely is.
It's a pretty demeaning job. Okay, so go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You could follow us on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You could follow Steve at Game Classy. Like us on Facebook. Like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. We're also on YouTube's. So if you get to our podcast, there's usually probably a link for the YouTubes that if you like to listen to on YouTube. I don't know why, but some people do. Also,
one of our episodes on YouTube has like 400 views.
I know, it's weird.
It's like random because all the other ones are like 40.
Yeah, 40, 50.
It was
whatever.
One of Barbarossa thumbnail.
Yeah, anime people.
Barbarossa! You need more anime thumbnails.
I know. Tell me about it.
You really screwed it up.
I did. Dinotaurs.
An anime picture of Dinotaurs. Oh, Dinotaurs, the Japanese version. Be good. Did you watch that Batman Music Meister?
Yeah, it's
so awesome.
I don't get any. I just don't get anime. I don't. Like, I'm like, this is just insane.
You're like a fucking 80-year-old man trapped in a.
What the hell is this shit?
You're an 80-year-old man trapped in a 40-year-old man's body.
I'm not even 40. I know. I'm like on the low end of 30.
Oh, I know.
So the like, comment, subscribe on the iTunes. More comments. You know what that fucking pisses me off about iTunes is that
it sucks so hard.
It sucks, and B, it's like you look at the top 200. Top 200 podcasts that they have podcasts that haven't updated in like 2 years on like the top 200 for some odd reason.
They got the views, yo.
Like Hero Clicks podcast, like the Clicks cast. You know, they haven't had, well, maybe not that one, but like the Michigan Poker Hour will be on there, and they haven't had an update in like 6 months because Sal's mom died and they had to go do an estate sale, so they weren't able to update in 6 months.
And Lou's still in vacation.
Somewhere out in Minnesota doing ice fishing because it's September, which means that there's ice fishing
in
Minnesota.
It's time for ice fishing. I gotta get it done.
Out in Fargo, North Dakota.
That show's so good. Fargo. Did you watch the show?
No, I haven't watched. I watched the first couple episodes.
So goddamn good.
I'm watching BoJack Horseman right now. So
BoJack.
BoJack Horseman.
That's the Netflix one, right?
Yeah. It's actually, that's okay. It's not great. It could be a little filthier, which I would have appreciated. But it's got like a weird, oh, what's that show? Kind of like China, Illinois-ish. No, not China, Illinois. The one that was...
Super Jail?
No. Well, kind of, I think it's the one where the guy, he's like... It's in New York City and there's like zombies and everything. American, some Americans.
Oh, Ugly American. Americans.
Yeah, it's got a very Ugly Americans vibe to it.
All right.
Yeah. I like Ugly Americans, but it's got that vibe good. To it. Might be even be the same people who did it. Who knows?
And the last thing I watched on Netflix was Knights of Sidonia. That was really good.
It's Muse song. I don't know.
The fuck is Muse?
It's a band. They were pretty good until they ended up like doing like a weird like techno song for the Olympics in London. But the so anyway, I don't know where the fuck I was going with that. Oh, a final thank you to the guys from the
Northampton Warlords.
The Northampton Warlords. The final thank you to those guys for sponsoring us for like fuck all podcasts. Once again, if you do want us to sponsor us, shoot me an email at joe@planetarbitrary.com. I got no problems talking to you there. Our rates are relatively good. Steve needs some money.
Joe's a cheap shill. He'll say whatever you want for a small amount of money.
Yes, a small amount of money. this podcast is sponsored by the Northampton Wargamers. And that was Steve actually farting in the microphone, which is funny because he has to actually talk into that microphone.
That's fine. I like the smell.
I like my own brand.
That's good fart.
That was for you, Northampton. That fart was for you. So, Steve, until the next time.
I was going to use the fart as my end gag, so I kind of.
Yeah, you buried the lead right there.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You buried that lead in your anus.
Yeah.
Game classy.